been on hold so long, you can't remember who you called.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
One of my hobbies is growing veggies. Peppers, tomatoes, cucumbers. Or at least trying to. I am not the sharpest gardener out there, but I'm learning. My wife was off with a friend of hers for a few hours, and since we'd had a low-grade disagreement that morning, I thought, hey, I'll do something nice. I'll surprise her. I did the standard guy stuff. Cut the grass, trimmed a hedge. Then I thought, I shall pull weeds from her flower garden. I know, I don't know what came over me. Now, Ramona's flower garden is her pride and joy. It is magnificent. You rarely find a weed there. But one weed in particular had gotten completely out of hand. It's one of those daisy lookalikes that she had clearly overlooked. An imposter. These little fraudsters spread their noxious seeds and strangle other plants if you're not careful. You've got to keep on top of them. Vigilance is the key. So I yanked on the huge cluster. The stupid thing wouldn't budge. I got a shovel and dug around it. Then the pretender finally let go and came out by the roots. I didn't want any seeds from it to spread, so I carefully wrapped it in a trash bag and plunked it on the curb. Ramona was going to be so impressed. An hour later, I saw her standing by her immaculately groomed flower garden, admiring my handiwork. I got rid of that weed for you, I said. Weed? She was shaking her head. That was no weed. That was common yarrow, Achillea millifolium, or something like that. I half expected her to yell at me. She had every reason. I had murdered her Achillea millifolium. Instead, she looked at me, shook her head some more, then started to laugh. That laugh has been a lifesaver, I'm telling you. It is born of one of the fruits of the Spirit, kindness. The Bible talks about the fruits of the Spirit, but to my knowledge, no one has yet mentioned the veggies of the Spirit. Until today, yes, in keeping with our gardening theme, I present my case for lettuce theology. Now, there are 5 classifications of lettuce: loose leaf, romaine, caltus, butterhead, and crisp head. I think my brothers called me that sometimes. Hey, crisp head. By my count, there are 145 uses of lettuce in the Bible. I don't think you woke up this morning knowing this, did you? Here are just a few of them. Let us love one another, for love is of God. Let us come to God with thanksgiving. Let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. I think you get the idea. Here's a short list of lettuce statements that offer us a recipe for joy. Let us aim for harmony in the church and try to build each other up. Let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us cleanse ourselves from everything that can defile our body or spirit. Let us not become conceited or provoke one another or be jealous of one another. Let us tell the truth. Let us hold firmly to what we believe. Let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy and find grace to help us when we need it most. If we have enough food and clothing, let us be content. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. Let us encourage one another. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Let us be thankful. I don't know of a better recipe for joy today. And now I shall bring a little joy to my wife. She is out on a walk with her friend, and I think I'll clean the closet. Maybe throw out this old pair of her shoes.
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, would you help us keep that hope ringing into the new year? Every gift, no matter the size, makes a difference. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.